They're kind of like trying to mix oil and water, except he's just a little too slick. You're with Jamie and Rebecca West on AM 900 CHML.
Sunday brunch on AM 900 CHML. Thank you so much for being with us here on this Sunday morning. And don't forget, you can always drop us a line. JWest@westpromedia.com for feedback on the program. Ideas for the program. If there's an idea for a segment or you'd like us to cover something, by all means, drop us a line. JWest@westpromedia.com. Jamie and Greg Krelock, BMW Greg, filling in for Rebecca, who's off this week. And on the line with us, Irene Hogan from Stone Church Pharmacy, our in-house pharmacist. Happy Sunday morning to you, Irene. Good to have you back on the show.
Hi, Jamie. Good day to you, too.
Good. And Greg's here to learn all about compounding, which is the topic of the day. Compounding, when I think about compounding in the history of it, I picture that mortar and pestle that you see, you know, often used as logos for pharmacies and that kind of thing. Is that what we're talking about? Is that where it all kind of started?
You know, you're absolutely right, Jamie. If we go back 100 years ago, or probably less than 100 years, because I remember it when, as I said, my dad was a pharmacy assistant going down to the pharmacy, and we made things for scratch because there wasn't so much available commercially. And in the 50s and 60s, you got a lot more of the manufactured medications. So basically, pharmacists were dispensing packs, and we absolutely have lost the art of compounding. So compounding is basically the art and science of creating personalized medications. And why I love it is that personalization, because we've talked so often about patient care that it's not one size fits all. Compounding and specific specialty compounding. So, you know, most pharmacists know how to mix two creams together and maybe a couple of powders. But this is actually goes beyond that, because one of the services that we offer here at Stone Church Pharmacy is we have a specialty compounding lab.
Oh.
So, yeah, we have specialty equipment. We have, like, what's called laminar flow hoods to avoid contamination and that. But basically, you know, it's individualizing medication for patients for various reasons. So, you know, instance for children, you know, children don't like tastes of medication.
Right.
So one of the things that we can do here is individualize that taste. So we can add things like bubble gum or raspberry or chocolate and make it actually a medication that the, you know, child wants to take. And that makes it much easier for the parent, obviously.
It does. And it's interesting to stop on that point because, again, that wouldn't be widespread knowledge, I don't think, for most parents. You know, we're always faced with the challenge of how are we going to get them to take this and they won't take that. Greg, you know, you've got young kids. So it's just not commonly known that, you know, you could turn to a place like Stone Church Pharmacy and they would work that out for you.
Yeah, you want a pharmacy that provides these specialized services. And part of that is that we're a member of PCCA, and PCCA is the Professional Compounding Centers of America. So we're regulated by them. We have, you know, our staff are all trained in that too as well. We do continuing education. Some of the other things is, like, you know, a lot of patients will have side effects from medications, or they don't want things with preservatives and additives. A big one for a lot of patients is lactose. We know that a lot of patients are sensitive to lactose, but unfortunately, a lot of commercial medications, that's the base. So one of the things there we can do is we, again, can make capsules that don't have lactose in but have the medication in.
You know, this is, Irene, I've got to tell you, I'm just stepping back here. I mean, I arrive at a pharmacy, I hand a slip over from my doctor, and I don't even ask a question. And this tells me that you're engaging and you're finding out what the realities are for the customer.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, this thing that one size does not fit all, like, you know, the mass production of medications may not be suitable for everybody. It's individualized. As you know, we do a lot of individual counseling, and I do one-on-one consultations with patients and that. I mean, one of the other applications of this is the bioidentical hormones. So a lot of our bioidentical hormones, our creams, our capsules, are again made from scratch and made in our compounding lab. You know, we hear a lot now of medications that are not commercially available or have been discontinued due to the fact that maybe there's only small numbers of patients on those medications. Well, those patients still need those. So again, a specialty compounding pharmacy like Stone Church is able to be able to still, as long as we can access the raw ingredients, we can now make those for those patients too as well. And so it's a specialized service available for those patients.
It might sound like an odd question, but do you get, Do you get better quality control of medication when you're compounding as opposed to having things mass manufactured?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. So I don't think we do better, but we definitely do equivalent. And, you know, some patients may be aware of some of the issues that was had in the States with some sterile medications.
No, what was that about? Review that
for
us.
There was a huge issue with a whole lot of sterile medications that were found to be contaminated. And they were made by compounding pharmacies, and there was brought into question the whole quality. I think here in Canada, we have a different regulation. As I say, you know, you want to know that your pharmacist is educated and knowledgeable. You want to know that they have a sterile lab. And do they have the equipment? Are their staff trained? Are they members of a professional organization? So we're regulated by those organizations, but we're also regulated by our colleges here. So I think we're equivalent, but we're not considered manufacturing. This is a whole difference because we are making one-on-one medications individualized for those patients.
Irene, just a quick question. I mean, does this protract the process? Like, does this delay to getting to the customer, the client?
No, actually, it's really, really interesting. Although we have that individualized, we have myself included, but also a technician that is dedicated to making this stuff. So very rarely there may be a delay of maybe 24 hours to get an ingredient in or something, but it's again one of the things that we aim to please with our patients is that we actually do deliver normally a 24-hour turnaround. But if that something needs to be done more urgently than that, then often we can deliver that too as well.
What percentage of pharmacies across, I don't know, the province would be compounding type pharmacies?
It's a small amount. It definitely is in the minority. I think it's becoming more popular as pharmacists look to other specialty services to deliver, also as we do more clinical programs with our patients too as well. So, you know, when you sit down with a patient and then you find a need, then you can individualize that solution for that need. I mean, another great one is, a lot of patients are on a lot of pills, especially pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the specialty compounds that we do as well is individualizing the pain treatment for those patients. And the advantage of that is that we can often put multiple medications into a transdermal preparation, which is then applied to the skin. So we avoid side effects. We avoid that patient taking multiple medications by the oral route. So again, that's another one that makes it easier for the patient. We actually get better delivery and less side effects.
Wow, it's certainly fascinating. You talked earlier about bioidentical hormones. Just explain what those are again.
Again, bioidentical hormones mean the same hormones that are produced by the body. So again, there are some commercial products available, but they're limited in doses. So this is another one. You know, manufacturers will only make maybe 2 or 3 doses. So when we are able to compound that medication for that patient, we can again individualize that dose. We may be able to do delivery routes that are not available commercially. So again, it's about individualized, meeting the needs of that individual patient, and then them getting better therapeutic care and better results.
Absolutely incredible. Irene Hogan, always a pleasure to chat with you and always an education. And that's why you're here every week talking about our health. We do appreciate your time. This Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again next week. All the best.
You too, Jamie. Pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thanks
a
lot.
Wonderful Sunday.
Take care. Bye-bye. There's Irene Hogan from Stone Church Pharmacy. You can Google Stone Church Pharmacy for the contacts and locations, and they are just terrific up there on the central to east Hamilton Mountain. Just a great, great outfit. Fascinating discussion with her.
Incredible. I mean, I just learned so much. I mean, I would never.
Yeah. And now I know that I can go, and you would appreciate this, Mungo. We can go and get our special flavored medicines, right?
So woohoo!
Yeah.
Actually, I used to work in a drugstore, and not that they did that a lot, but I have actually seen make medicine from scratch, and it is just like a sight to see. And we're talking capsules.
Well, they used to call them chemists. Right, I mean, they weren't called pharmacies, and they weren't called pharmacists. They were back in the merry old days of England, they were called chemists, and there's a reason for that. And this is a discussion for another time, I realize, but the government's starting to recognize that they're a lot smarter and can help the healthcare system more than we've given them credit for. They are better at knowing those medications than often GPs are. It won't be long, I don't think, before they're prescribing.
Well, I mean, and we're in a volume-based economy, right? Economy of scale. So you see the larger producers, and this is a way around that.
Absolutely. We'll take a short break and come back with more Sunday Brunch here on AM 900 CHML.